Iambic Audiobooks and Unbridled Books present Madewell Brown by Rick Colligman, read by Charles Bice. South Cairo. Of all of them, Obi Poole was the only one who ever came back. At least that was what he would tell Rachel. But she had heard so many stories come from Obi's mouth over the years that even after he was dead, she was never quite sure what was the truth or what was a tangle of lies.
"By the summer of 1954,
he would tell her, his voice harsh from tobacco, his bald head nodding up and down.
"We was all done in. By then, Saville didn't have no legs left to speak of. His knee bones had been broke so many times that they'd been ground to jelly. And his ankles, well, they'd got so swelled up that they looked like ankles of an old fat lady. And some of them others, like Slip Marcel and Ollie Swan, they weren't much better. Their lungs so bad from all the dust they'd swallowed on those back roads that even the short run to first base would double them up with a hard fit of coughing. I tell you something,"
Obi would go on, leaning back in his chair and folding his hands together.
"To this day, I don't know how it all fell apart on us. It seemed like all those boys just drifted away until I was the only one left standing. I didn't have much to choose from, so I did the only thing I could. I took up clown ball. Yes, sir, that's what I did. For 5 long, sorry years, I stormed from one damn town to another. By then, the coloreds had all moved on and left us behind. All that was stuck in their heads anyway was that Jackie Robinson. So the only ones who come out to watch us play the fool was white folks. They'd come out with their umbrellas and their soda pops, dragging their little children along so they could have..."